Why are we?
When I come through the door at the end.
Listen to what Neil is saying.
Is this like a passive aggressive kind of?
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
Announcement.
No.
You couldn't wait to love me.
Heartbreaking.
You used to hate to leave me.
No, I don't hate leaving you.
Yeah.
A great voice.
Do you think they were having sex
while they were singing
this?
Possibly.
He's definitely naked right now.
Mm. Of course he is.
Yeah. Neil Diamond.
Can we turn this off? This is so depressing.
No, what? Is it?
Yeah,
yes,
I'm going to turn this
really
off.
Depressing.
I'm turning it off.
Goodbye.
Yes.
I think
I think it's very poetic.
Yeah, well, it's definitely poetic, but it's certainly depressing. Why?
Certainly
depressing.
I was recently up in
Babs.
Why do you keep coming over to my place and putting on records?
That's a good question.
I should probably never have accepted the gift of that record player.
You probably shouldn't have given him a key to your apartment.
Mm. Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah. That's regret for you right there.
I was recently in Colorado on a job for a little bit, and I was up in Basalt, Colorado.
What is that? Name the biggest city next to that.
Aspen.
Okay. Oh, okay. I drove through Aspen on the way out here.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Neil Diamond lives there.
In Basalt?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did he bring you flowers?
No, he doesn't bring
me flowers. He doesn't bring
flowers
me flowers anymore.
Oh, man, that's too bad.
Introduce your show.
Hello.
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 We're the Scheid Show.
Yep.
Yay.
Greg Hoyt.
Energy.
Yeah.
Robert Scheid.
Hello.
Brian Gerard.
Good evening, ladies.
Greg.
Open the door.
Greg, it's a little creepy.
Open the door.
Did you bring flowers?
No.
What?
Open the door.
No, you didn't bring
any. It's Greg Hoyt. Open the door.
You didn't bring me any flowers.
Ladies. Open the door.
What's that noise?
My harmonica, you idiot.
How are you playing it and talking at the same time?
I'm playing it with my nose. I'm like Bob Dylan.
It's a nose harp?
That's right.
I don't want to open the door still.
I don't bring me flowers. Anymore.
Welcome to the
Scheid Show!
I put on records because records are meant to be put on.
You have sex lately, Robert?
Let's see. Not in a while.
What?
Yeah, I was out of town. I was in New York.
So what? When did you get back?
I got back on just a couple days ago.
Well, what
Thursday.
Day?
I got back yesterday.
When you get back
Friday,
into town,
you should be having sex immediately.
Immediately to the bedroom.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Immediate.
Yeah. Immediately.
Don't even keep your bags on the turnstile.
No,
side.
But you wash the butter. You wash the travel butter off first. But then you come out of the shower dripping wet and drop it hot.
Okay, I have a question. How do you,
yes.
Mr. OCD with cleanliness,
yes.
how do you fly? Yes. Yeah. Is it even possible for you? Do you touch anything around you?
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm fully immersed in
my life. So you're fine?
I'm fine. I just take a shower when I get to where I'm at. And it's not because I'm like, oh, I feel so dirty. It's just because I'm like, I'm going to be sick if I don't take a shower.
I understand.
Like, I never get...
Feel so dirty. You're going to be sick.
No, I'm just aware of the fact that, like...
Of an illness, not like I'm going to throw up.
No. There's nothing going through my mind ever... Yeah. Even with dust, the reason that my apartment is so clean is because I have such terrible allergies.
And because you try to keep Brian out of it.
Yeah, because I know if a place is clean, Brian will not tend to be there. Yeah.
Wait a minute. That is could not be the more opposite of what the reality of everything is.
Have you ever taken an English class? Ever? Did you skip every English class.
At what point are we just going to, can we stop talking about my English ways?
No, that'll never.
Yeah, it'll never. Just, never. Because it continues to unfold as the most insane thing ever.
All right.
Listen to the sentence you just said.
All right.
I mean, it was like, I don't have two couch, lamp, bike. And then
do we have playback? Do we have playback? Playback.
Can we playback? Playback.
No, we won't. We won't have playback capabilities. I'm
wish I could. I wish I could remember what you said, because these things that come out of your face don't seem to be connected to any thought.
All right. So you know what else is not connected?
What?
The fact that because your apartment's too clean, I'm not going to show up in it.
Yeah, that's true. It's a little disconnected. Well, the reason I thought of this is the guy who was next to me.
Hey, don't get so mad. Sometimes he gets that glazed look over his
that's,
like,
that's
eyes.
That passion that we need for the show.
La passion!
Exactly.
It's in Italia, they call it la passion!
Jesus.
I think you might have blown the level. That's going to echo forever in my apartment.
Yeah.
I'll come home.
A month from now,
I'll open the door.
Go to the corner of the room.
Hey, passion!
Oh, my God.
Passion!
I think I let that out.
Passion.
There was a...
I'll get in the shower.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
what? Still some left
was
in
that,
there.
Is it in the pipes or is it in my shower? I shouldn't...
Let me
turn the water back on.
Passion.
Oh, my...
Passion.
Fuck.
Or if you go over and you flush the toilet... It's trapped.
Whoa!
Greg Hoyt just fell off of his chair.
What the heck? I'm all wrapped up in my cords.
Oh, my God.
Never happened before.
That is a first. That is a first. No.
Literally just fell out of my chair.
The person that you did.
Being clean is necessary, and Greg Hoyt is OCD, and his apartment has nothing in it, which makes me comfortable being here. Certainly.
No, it's nice. I like a clean environment. But the guy next to me on the airplane, he sat down and he pulled out a tube of Clorox wet wipes, and he wiped down the armrests, the table, the back of the tray, the front of the tray, the pockets, the whole seat back in front of him. He wiped down everything.
No way.
Yeah. And then he proceeded to be a jerk for the rest of the way he was
I get that. Yeah. I get him being a jerk to you.
No, he wasn't to me a jerk. He was a jerk to some of the people around.
Like what? What did he do? Did he tell this to
sort of a passive-aggressive way of addressing certain things. The guy next to him had put his coat up in the overhead compartment, and the other guy wanted to fit his bag up there, but the coat was up there, and it was like this whole thing about like, well, you know, you should really put it under the seat back in front of you.
Plain
etiquette. New Yorker. And he's like, you know, you can have it with you. You'll have it. You'll know where it is. Yeah. You know, it was just kind of annoying. Anyway.
I'm not like that. I like my shit clean. I don't know why that makes me OCD.
Did you ever get into a fight on an airplane?
No.
Mm. Have you?
I have not, but I have been part of a scuffle on an airplane. It was a quick little thing. It was a similar situation where it was kind of this jerky.
Pre-9/11 or post-9/11?
Post.
Jesus.
Fit stuff above, fit stuff below.
I don't know what if it was over. I think it was over. We landed.
Yeah.
And you know when the people who are in the middle seat on aisle 23
and they want
to get up and just start trying to barrel down the alleyway. It's like. That's not how it works. You get when it gets to you, it gets to you, and that's when you get off the plane.
Yeah.
So we had this guy really pushing his way out.
Yeah.
And I was with a gentleman who doesn't have a whole lot of patience for that kind of behavior.
Yep.
And literally went up to the guy behind him, right up behind him, and said, I'll fucking kill you.
My God.
Yeah. Like being like, hey, you fucking idiot. What are you trying to do? Like literally whispering in his ear, and I was like, oh boy, and all of a sudden I see like a little like hard elbowing happening.
Yeah,
And then the gentleman who was part of my party, did a little quick jab to the guy's back, and I was like, oh boy, we got a situation.
Oh my God!
So at that point,
boxing match in the aisle.
Right at that point, I was trying to do what I can because this guy was twice the size of me. I was doing what I can to just
try to calm him,
pull him back, calm him down. So then the other guy cut loose and ran out the plane, and then immediately went over to try to grab security. At which point, he's like.
And he wasn't speaking English.
And then you got out of there.
We just kept walking.
I think you were lucky. If the guy spoke English, then the security would have been on that.
Luckily, he spoke...
Gibberish.
Whatever that was.
Thank God.
He's from the land of Jiberia.
Wow. The guy next to me on the plane. Not the... didn't speak that way.
No.
But on the other side of me, he was there with his wife. 80-year-old man, the wife, same age. This guy, we're at the back of the plane as well, or sort of mid to back. He gets up, wants to get his bag right away from above him. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I just want to get my bag, you know, for getting off the plane. And I'm like, this is going to take a while. We're not going anywhere. There's no room for me to get out in the aisle so you can get up to get your bag. So he proceeds to get on. I'm in the aisle seat. He stands up on the seat and starts to crane over and, and open the panels to try to find his stuff. I'm like, oh, my God. So... after all that thing happens, I have to step into another aisle because my bag is up a little ways. So I have to, you know, wait for people to clear out. This guy takes off without his wife. And his wife is this 80-year-old woman who's like all hunched over and feeble trying to get her own bag out. And he just takes off and leaves. This is in Burbank.
It's because he hates her.
Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, he's
been
married to her for 60 years and he's like, I can't even believe this is what happened to me.
And this after they were sharing sandwiches on the plane. And
that's
very nice. I thought it was so sweet.
Well, maybe he had some anxiety. Maybe he pooped his pants.
He's
80.
Know.
Anything is possible.
That is possible. He could have been trying to hide.
Just because you're 80 doesn't mean you poop your pants. I mean, I know people who are 27 who poop their pants. I know a guy who is 23.
Yeah.
Who took a shit on the floor.
Who's that?
I don't want to leave his.
We're leaving names out of it.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So anyway, plain etiquette.
Protecting the
That's
innocent.
A tough thing.
Do you think that based on my apartment, I have OCD?
Oh, yeah.
No. Based on your...
based on your lifestyle.
Based on
your personality.
Your towel at your rules. And
my
also
towel rules make total sense.
The toilet rules, too.
What are my toilet rules?
If you go to the bathroom, if you do number two, you have to take a shower.
That's right. Yeah. I haven't been doing that lately.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dirty.
You
are dirty, dirty, dirty.
Do you take a shower every day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever go a couple days without showering?
No.
No, I don't either. Do you?
Huh?
I couldn't, man. I couldn't.
Gnarly.
I don't like the feeling of it.
No.
I guess it depends on what's going on.
Bro.
Where I am, what I'm doing. If I'm camping.
Of course. Camping. Oh. Jesus. Greg is going to be catatonic. I can't get out of the tent, guys.
Yeah.
Do you have a shower?
Dirty.
Did somebody bring one?
I'm fully capable of letting it all go.
Yeah, but...
in certain situations, but
if it's available, you'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And what's
I think it's good every once in a while to not shower for a couple of days and let the natural oils of your body really wash over you.
I don't know about a couple of days, but...
a couple of days. I'm not saying a week. I'm saying a couple of days.
I just am a really greasy dude.
Yeah,
man.
Same here.
Like, I have a lot of oil coming out.
Could you imagine if you lived in a place where you couldn't shower every day?
Yeah, your body would get used to it, and it would be fine.
Yeah.
But we don't live in that place, so... I don't know. Might as well take advantage of hot water.
Yeah, pussification of America.
Okay, whatever.
All right.
But, I mean, what about my apartment tells you that I'm OCD?
Is it the paint on the curtains?
Yeah, I know. That's not very OCD. I have books strewn all over the place. Like, my desk is kind of organized.
Yeah. You also have a Holy Bible over there that looks like it fell in some water.
Fell in the toilet.
Why don't you tell me about that?
Oh, that was actually during a windstorm. Did I tell you this story?
No, you haven't.
God, oh, this was
so
great.
Boring.
Do you remember this story?
So boring.
Because is this the reason why you have paint on your curtains as well? Because of another windstorm?
Another windstorm. I came home one day and I walked into my apartment. It was the summer, so all my windows were open.
Yeah.
And I was positive that someone had broken into my place and ransacked my apartment.
Is that why your place is so clean? Is like everything downstairs, like on the sidewalk?
Yeah, it's all
and
blown
outside.
Out.
It's been
the
blown
windows.
Out. This is all that's left, Brian. So it's not. It's very clean.
But I was reading the Bible at that point, and it was on my windowsill right next to my toilet. And this windstorm blew my Bible into the toilet.
Yeah.
And I hadn't flushed, and it was a pee.
Oh, no.
But I kept it. But what I did, but I don't know what to do with it. Because it's like the Bible that my dad gave me, but I put it outside for like 3 months on the roof.
Yeah.
Am I crazy? That's kind of crazy, right? I just put the Bible outside on the roof for 3 months thinking that might like
clean
disinfect it.
It.
I washed it off under the sink. Like I
washing
put it,
under- it off is fine, I'm sure.
Leviticus 17:35, when the urine stain came home. And the Lord came down upon the mountain, the wind-blown urinal system plumbing. pissed on me.
Kind of faded out.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
Hey, are you going to get married soon, Brian? How long have you been in your relationship now? 2 years? It's coming up on 2 years, right?
What's that noise?
It's
time.
Time's ticking. Mm-hmm. Welcome to 60 Minutes.
No, that would be
these stories and more. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Huh? What, Brian? Did you answer that question? You getting married soon?
The weather patterns in the country have been really, really abnormal this year.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, that's been your eyes.
Just a little bit.
You just literally hopped a loogie right into his eyeball.
Thanks. Greg, Mr. Captain Cleanliness.
Hello! I'll spit in your eye, though.
It's okay if you're clean. But, yeah.
Are you getting married this year, Greg?
Maybe.
Yeah? Mm.
I'm not in a relationship right now.
That doesn't mean anything.
I'm not in love.
You know, you could always find somebody in Europe.
You're right. I'm going to Europe. Mm-hmm. My mom has been pushing me to get a girl pregnant outside of wedlock.
No, she hasn't.
Yeah. What?
Not pushing me, but she's been mentioning that.
She's like, you should just go have a child.
As a way of getting married, or just she wants grandkids?
She has grandkids, but she's just been mentioning things like, you know, Greg, statistically, more women are having children outside of marriages than are having children inside of marriages.
Does she wink at you after that? Or is she implying that maybe you have one that you're just not telling her about?
Maybe. I'm not sure what she's saying. But one of the things, I think she's not telling me to have a kid. And I go, Mom, there's no fucking way I'm going to have a kid outside of a marriage. She goes, well, aren't you old-fashioned? Wow. This is my mom!
Wow.
I love my mom so much. We're such good friends now. Are you guys friends with your parents now?
Ooh. Yeah.
That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's interesting. I love my parents. It's a change that occurs, I feel like.
Yeah.
Get to a point in your life where you're like, let's just be cool.
Let's just be cool, man.
You just learn that that's who they are.
Yeah, I
love them. Like, those things about them that really pissed you off before, it makes them who they are.
Yeah. Still can piss you off, but it's like, whatever.
But breathe and walk away.
Yeah. But you're an adult now. You're just like, well.
You're not living in the hallway anymore like you were.
Oh, man, I was living in that hallway for a long time. I wonder why I have control issues and a little bit of OCD.
Because you had the hallway.
I was living in a hallway trying to make it my own.
Did you sweep the hallway and keep it clean so the room was clean?
Yeah. I'd try to put up cardboard barriers
and stuff. Enough already with the pity party about how tough it was growing up in Amesbury, Massachusetts on a farm in a hallway. Okay. Greg Hoyt story.
Brian,
volume one.
Why don't we hear about your room?
I had a room.
Yeah. Well, it must have been nice, Brian.
Yeah.
I had room shared with my brothers. One room.
Must have been nice.
They shared with his
brother. We had a door that closed.
Mm-hmm. Brothers. Mm-hmm. One brother.
Two brothers.
You have four brothers.
Three of us total.
Three in a room.
Four brothers. Yeah,
three in a room.
Bunk beds?
No.
Huh. All
twins,
in one twin bed.
Twinsy beds.
All in one twin bed. Foot to head, foot to head.
It's Willy Wonka style.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Are you friends with your brothers now?
I've always been friends with my brothers.
You friend with your brother?
Yeah.
I'm best friends with my sister.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Why'd you talk to her?
Hmm?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I talk to your sister a lot.
She's telling you things that she's not telling Greg.
We're not friends? We're not best friends?
She thinks differently.
Oh. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty tough to hear.
It's all right. You'll get through it.
It's tough to hear on a live radio broadcast.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Do you want to make a phone call?
Are
you
okay? No, I don't ever call my sister.
Best of friends. Blood is thicker than water.
Seriously, are you going to get married?
Blood is thicker than water. What's that noise?
This week and more on 60 Minutes.
What do you think, Fry? Have you been getting the pressure?
So...
Have you been getting the pressure?
You and your brother are pretty close, though, right, Robert?
Wait.
What's that?
Have you been getting the pressure? Just a yes or no. If you're coming up... I'm only asking because we can all relate to this. You're coming up on 2 years. That's a lot of time in a woman's mind.
Mm-hmm. It actually is.
So, it's just a real question.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys travel together?
Oh, I see. Oh, no, we're not going to be on a... It's not a very special Shy Show today?
On a very special
not
Shy
today,
Show.
Greg. Not today.
Oh, man.
I have an idea.
What's up?
What's that?
I need to go.
Oh. Why, you're leaving?
I'm so sorry.
But 60 Minutes hasn't even started yet.
I know, so start it up. But while it's going, on behalf of Gregory Hoyt and Robert Shy,
that's it?
I'm Brian Gerard. Our time has expired here. But stay tuned to this station.
Yes.
A brand new episode of 60 Minutes will be right up.
That and more, along with Andy Rooney.
He's dead.
He's dead. He's not coming down for breakfast.
How do you know?
Because he's dead. He's upstairs in heaven.
We're just going to use some old tape footage. Nobody will know.
Oh, that's a good point.
This and Andy Rooney on 60 Minutes.
We're the Shy Show.
Yay!
You don't bring me flowers. You don't sing me love songs.
You hardly talk to me anymore. When I come through the door at the end of the day,
I remember when you couldn't wait to love me. You used to hate to leave me. Now after loving me late at night,
when it's good for you, you're feeling all right.
Well, you just